Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's have a bear meeting here.
Brian Baldinger.
Oh, this is awesome.
NFL analyst for the NFL Network and Fox Sports.
I think for the first time, I feel like they got a real quarterback.
Odyssey NFL Insider.
It's a new beginning. It's a new beginning. This isn't Mitch Trubisky. This isn't Rex Grossman.
Host of Baldy's Breakdown.
I thought Caleb made some real strides in improvement on Sunday by just stepping up, trusting his protection, and going right into the pocket here and making one throw after another.
Brian Baldinger with Mully and Haw.
Like, this is...
On 670 The Score.
We're now joined by Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger, host of the best football show podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. May your game day be delicious. And Brian joins us on the Score Hotline, brought to you by Aturo, your all-weather tire, aturo.com. Good morning, Brian. How you doing?
I'm good, guys. It's good to be with you. I'm like everybody else, kind of jonesing for some football this weekend and kind of getting myself prepared.
Oh, I am so looking forward to these games. This weekend is often the best of the year, and some of these matchups, especially the Ravens and Bills, I guess that has gone to a pick 'em now. The Ravens had been favored. That is a special game, but they're all look like pretty good matchups. What's your favorite?
Look, if you go to the marquee game, the matchup on Sunday night with Baltimore visiting Buffalo, you got an MVP battle going on. Both those quarterbacks want to do more than just win MVPs. They want a chance at the Super Bowl, but somebody's going home. Somebody's going home disappointed again, whether it's Lamar or Josh Allen, and they got to live with that for another offseason. So somebody is going to be terribly disappointed, and we're going to see both the agony and the ecstasy of whoever comes out on top, whoever loses that game.
Can the Commanders go into Detroit and against a Lion defense that is compromised by injury and a Commander offense that is revitalized and energized by Jaden Daniels, can they go into Detroit and pull off an upset?
I guess anything is possible, you know, once you kick the ball off. I think you have to, in your mind, think you have to find a way to score 30 points, because that's what Detroit does basically every week. And they're even better at home. And they're a juggernaut. I mean, that's the best offensive football, and I don't believe there's anybody close. So Washington has got to figure out a way to manufacture points like that. They've done it on the road in Philadelphia a month ago, but they had five takeaways. Or they had a lot of takeaways that day. But regardless, Jaden Daniels has been remarkable. If they can keep it close and get to the fourth quarter within a score, I believe that Jaden Daniels has the poise, the playmaking ability to finish that game out and come out on top. But it's going to be tough. Like, they got to figure out a way to get stops. When I would say Washington, they're 20 of 23 this year converting fourth downs. I think they've got to go into this game saying every possession is four down territory. Mm. And we've got to do everything we can to maintain possession of the ball and play keep away from Jared Goff and those playmakers that he has.
Wow. That would be something if they could out, they could out Dan Campbell in a game, right? what about this Eagles-Rams game? I don't know why I find it, other than the Bills and Ravens, I think it's going to be the best game, just because I thought the Eagles won the game handily, but I was surprised that, you know, Hurts looked like he hadn't played in a while. It looked like he may have needed that game, whereas the Rams, I did not expect them to just manhandle Minnesota the way they did. Boy, did they win that game in impressive fashion.
They did. They did. They dominated the Vikings offensive line from the very first play of the game when right. they sacked Sam Darnold on the first play. And they're good. I mean, all those guys are have been drafted, Bobby Brown and Byron Young and Jared Verse, and, you know, the whole group has been drafted in the last couple of years by the Rams. So they've drafted well, and they've developed well. But the Eagles went out there on November 24th, and they waxed them. Saquon had 302 yards of offense. He had 270-plus-yard touchdown runs, the first being the first play of the third quarter to blow the game open. Now, that was 2 months ago. I don't expect the game to be played like that. But I think the Eagles are a lot better in the trenches. You know, it's interesting. You mentioned that about Jalen. Didn't look particularly good. But, you know, he's 11-0 in his last 11 starts. I'm not counting the Washington start where he got knocked out in the first quarter. But in the games that he started and finished, he's 11-0. And he averages 22 passes a game in those 11 wins. And he's gone 16 touchdowns and one interception in those 11 wins. And that's what he threw last week. He threw 22 passes, two of them were for touchdowns. And, you know, the defense knocked the ball out of the Packers' hands on the opening play of the game on the kickoff, intercepted Jordan Love three times. Vic Fangio's got this defense playing better than any team in football right now. And I think it's going to be a problem for the Rams to run it against this front and to throw it against this secondary. I think they're going to have their problems.
Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season. All right, Baldy, love your football takes, but you got to explain the t-shirt and the hat. Larry Doby, former White Sox player and manager. What's the Larry Doby t-shirt all about?
Well, Larry's my best friend. We were at a college basketball game last night. We actually went to see Davidson play LaSalle in North Philly last night. And my buddy's brother-in-law is the head coach at Davidson. So we went over there together. So he gives me some gifts from his dad, who I was good friends with. And so I thought, I should at least honor Larry and his great father on all my podcasts today. So here I am in a Cleveland Indians hat and a Larry Doby Sr. t-shirt right
That's
now.
That's awesome.
That's outstanding. Tell us about Kansas City at home against Houston. Houston, well, you know, they won. So, I mean, they're there, you know.
Yeah. No, look, I mean, they played week 16, and Kansas City won that game 27-19. So they just played a month ago in Kansas City. And really, the game was even closer than 27-19. It was a well-played game. I mean, that's the game, if you remember, Mahomes was questionable with a bad ankle. And there he is in the opening drive going 15 yards right up the middle on a scramble for the opening touchdown of the game. He converted, fourth and two for a big play, a third and eight late in the game to hang on to the ball, to go kick the last field goal. But Houston hung in there. Now, they played with Tank Dell back then, and Tank's not part of the offense anymore because of an injury. But they're a well-coached team. I thought if they were going to win last week, that it had to be a Joe Mixon game. Now, he had 26 carries. He had a good second half. He's got to be better than that this week. But look, Will Anderson, Daniil Hunter, Danico Autry, Derek Barnett, they're good pass rushers. And if they can affect the game and like they did last week against Justin Herbert, I think they can keep it close. But Andy Reid has been in this position many times before, where he's had the bye because of the number one seed. He had it in Philly. He's had it a couple of times in Kansas City. They generally come back and play focused football. And Patrick Mahomes has played 18 postseason games. He's 15-3. He's 15-3 in the postseason. It's like nobody's ever come close to anything like this. Travis Kelce has caught 19 touchdown passes in 19 postseason games. Like, I'd say the over and under of him catching a touchdown pass is pretty good. Like, they're not going to lose this game. They're going to be focused, ready. They're all about a three-peat. And I thought during much of the season, like they did the year before, they looked relatively bored during the regular season at times because they know it's all about January football and getting to the Super Bowl. And I think this will bring the best out of them on Saturday afternoon.
So, Baldy, really curious what you think about the Bears interviewing Mike McCarthy in person last night. How is their second in-person interview, but it would lead you to believe they're serious about potentially hiring him, and Ben Johnson may be their plan A, but McCarthy gives them a solid plan B.
No question. I love Mike McCarthy. And, you know, it's interesting what happened in Dallas because he walked away. Like, most people don't walk away from a negotiation for fear of, I might not get another job, I might really like the money, I've got stability, and I got a safe haven. And he walked away. And I think he walked away because he had real interest out there, New Orleans, Chicago. Like, if I was Caleb Williams and I got a chance to sit down with Mike McCarthy and start drawing up an offense, a guy that has worked with Joe Montana, you know, that has worked with Alex Smith, who was the number one pick, who has worked with Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers, you know, and most recently Dak. Like, I would want that guy's experience in my building. And I'm from Pittsburgh. Mike's a Pittsburgh guy. I trust that guy to lead my football team. Like it fell apart this year. I get it, but they won 12 games in a row, 3 years in a row in Dallas. And that's with the meddling owner and maybe not all the pieces that you needed or wanted. But I think Mike McCarthy will have interviewed very, very well. His knowledge of the game is second to none. And I'm not discounting what Ben Johnson might bring and what he might do. I know what Mike McCarthy does in front of a room. I've sat in Green Bay meetings with him, and I've seen how he takes charge of the entire team and the respect that he gets. Micah Parsons is the best player in Dallas. Like, he had the ultimate respect for Mike McCarthy. So it's offense, it's defense, it's command. I think Mike is a very good coach.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it's going to be really interesting to see how this thing works out. He came in person. We don't know if that was by his request or theirs. He's the second candidate who's come in person. The first was Ron Rivera, who is, of course, a former Bear and a former Bears defense coordinator. It's just they have such a wide net spread, and I just don't know how to read what we believe are kind of tiers of candidates. Do you know what I mean? Like,
I think that's the right word, tiers. Like, I can't believe Mike Kafka, you know, who they interviewed, is a real candidate. Like, I like Mike, but like, I don't know what he's done in New York that says this is what we want. You know, I mean, are they really serious about Pete Carroll? Or was that just picking Pete Carroll's brain about, you know, how to build a team?
Right.
But, you know, I mean, I don't know. I don't know how to gauge Ron Rivera at this point. I mean, everybody respects Ron. And obviously he's, he's a hero from, you know, Mike Ditka's, you know, days as a player. You know, he started, I remember when Ron finished his career in Chicago, he started off in the media. And I mean, we have the same birthday. I think we both started off our careers in the media at the same time. So I've known Chico a long time, and I'm sure he's got certain things, but that he would bring to the table. But I feel like with Caleb, you want to see the development of Caleb the way we're watching Jaden Daniels and Cliff. Like, I think every Bear fan wants to see, okay, is this guy really all the talent and everything that we've been led to believe? And is just coaching the difference at this point and building the right roster? Because we're watching Jaden Daniels win 13 games here.
Yep.
And, like, nothing – he calls the whole offense from the line of scrimmage. Like, he looks like he's been in the offense for 8 years, and he's a rookie, and he's never flustered, ever. So, and if you give him the ball to go win the game, he wins the game. Every single week he wins the game when he's got to go down the field and score like he did last week. So – that's what every Bear fan should want. And I think Mike McCarthy goes a long ways to kind of doing that right now.
Baldy, happy belated birthday last week.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah,
January 7th, you and Ron Rivera.
Yeah, January 7th. Yeah, I believe in living like a wizard. So I'm going backwards in time. I'm not gaining a year. I'm losing a year. So I feel good about that.
you and Ron and I believe Lamar Jackson, believe it or not.
Is Lamar January 7th?
I think, I'm pretty sure he is. I could be wrong. Let's check that.
I gotta check that. You might be right about that.
Yeah.
Great athletes born on that
day. Yeah, about it.
Yes, you're right, Molly.
Thank
wow.
you. I don't know much, but things stand out in my mind.
That's great.
Great. Thanks so much, Baldy. Great catching up with you.
Yeah, my pleasure, guys. You bet. Talk to you next week.
That All is right. Brian Baldinger. Does a great job. We should let you know that that he is he's brought to you by the fine folks at Odyssey NFL Insider, and he's the host of the Best Football Show podcast and Insider Calls, brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. May your game day be delicious. I know your game day is always delicious.
They're always delicious. I'm very impressed at your knowledge of NFL quarterbacks' birthdays. Now do Joe Burrow.
I don't have that one at my fingertips because it was a while ago, I believe. I'm not
so
sure.
So you're just remembering last week?
I am. I remember things, David.
Okay.
You should know that about me. I am like a giant elephant of a man. That was not fair. Why are you insulting me?
Baldy had a very full-throated
support
for Mike McCarthy, right. A man he knows well. He has sat in those meeting rooms. He has seen Mike McCarthy be the leader of men, as they say, command the room,
mm-hmm.
as we say. Interesting. Very interesting.
Pittsburgh guy?
Both Pittsburgh guys.
See, that's
do you think that? Do you think that Dave Wannstedt would be supportive of Mike McCarthy because he's a Pittsburgh guy?
I'm sure he knows him.
Oh, yeah.
But
well,
I think
we talked to him.
I think that Dave is a proud native of Pittsburgh and probably relates to people from that town.
Yeah, I think it's a fair comment. So let's recap real quickly what's going on with the Bears coaching search.
Yes.
Jonathan Jones from CBS Sports reports today is the first day in 10. The Bears don't have any interviews scheduled that we know of. We know that Mike McCarthy flew to town, private jet, yesterday, had dinner with the Bears last night. He was the latest candidate to be interviewed, Arthur Smith, virtually in the morning. Brian Flores, according to Ian Rappaport, will interview with the team on Saturday. And that, I guess there could be guys tomorrow we don't know about. There's somebody scheduled on Friday, perhaps, but there's so many of them that it's easy to lose track. But those are the big names. Flores on Saturday is very interesting to me because we had Dan Pompey really make it sound like he considered Brian Flores not to be on that top tier that we talk about.
You know, they've done 12 interviews now. Is that right? Are they through 12? So do they need a day of rest or should they squeeze somebody in today?
I think they should probably act as expediently as they can.
Right.
Rest will be when they're done.
And they got at least 8 more names. There could be 9.
Names are active this weekend. So you've got the 2 coordinators from the Lions. You've got Joe Brady from the Bills. You've got Cliff Kingsbury from the Commanders. You got Todd Monken from the Ravens. Oh, is Todd Monken interviewing on Friday virtually?
I think he is interviewing.
He's a guy that's got a lot of momentum, a lot of support locally.
Let me ask something. Did you see that Liam Cohen interviewed in Jacksonville yesterday?
Yes, I saw that. Yep.
And he is called one of the leading candidates for that job.
Saw that too.
Is he not on the Bears list?
Apparently not.
He was.
Apparently not.
Why? Didn't they interview him for the offensive coordinator position?
That might be your answer.
Because they think of him
as... Might be your answer.
So why what's the difference?
Asked and answered,
counselor.
What's
the difference with Cliff Kingsbury versus Liam Cohen?
Maybe Liam Cohen made a bad impression.
They didn't like...
Or maybe they knew that he didn't like... There was something in the air.
Okay, they didn't like
tonight.
That he helped Baker Mayfield in any way? Because they don't like Baker?
You can draw your own conclusions.
I'm not
going to say that the Bears list isn't long enough.
See, now,
after lamenting
someone just heard us mention him, and there was like a eureka. We got to call him. He'll be in later today.
The Bears might be listening, but
maybe
not listening
Caleb
for that.
Doesn't like him. Maybe he doesn't like Caleb.
Could be.
I'm still on that.
Could be.
Limb.
Can we have the St. Brown brothers ask Caleb Williams if he likes Liam Cohen?
Well, what about what
next
about
episode?
Next one.
Next time.
Next.
What
time.
About what?
What about the Commanders OC? Does he like Cliff Kingsbury?
Yeah, he's already said Caleb likes Cliff Kingsbury. He said that when they were going to play. Yeah.
What did you expect him to say?
My questions about Cliff Kingsbury are more related to...
His job interview
okay. with the Bears last time. Yeah. Don't think it went so well. And I'm a little surprised that he's on this list now. He might be on the list because of Caleb Williams.
Yes. He's on the list of people they were going to talk, but he still isn't on the list to confirm they're going to talk to him, right?
True.
Okay.
True.
All right. We should really
take a break. Come back. Wrap things up.
There's a lot of little things we have to mention.
A lot of little things.
And we'll do that next. It is Mully and Haw on the Score.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story, we break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Mully and Haw Flashback.
Flashback. Flashback. Flashback.
I think the guy they talked to yesterday, Mike McCarthy, is an outstanding candidate. You know, proven winner, a guy who has been a proven offensive mind, knows the division, good, solid human being, would fit in well with the organization.
I love Mike McCarthy, and a guy that has worked with Joe Montana, you know, that has worked with Alex Smith, who was the number one pick, who has worked with Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers, you know, and most recently Dak. Like, I would want that guy's experience in my building.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Good show. A lot of fun. A lot of good comments from various people. Enjoyed it.
Unexpected endorsements from Mike McCarthy. Yep. Both strong ones from Dan Pompey and Brian Baldinger.
Yep. And Dan didn't really endorse Brian Flores.
No, he did not.
So you know.
He did not. Brian Flores scheduled to interview Saturday with the Bears. Former head coach of the Dolphins, coordinator for the Vikings. Didn't sound like he thought he would be able to overcome some of the image issues and some of his past. We'll see. We'll see. A lot of stuff going on. There's a lot of speculation about how McCarthy will relate to fans, how he may have connected with the Bears brass. Today is a day of maybe regrouping for the Bears.
There's a big story out there, and I know you don't care, but it's interesting. It's an international story.
Don't assume I don't care.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Don't assume I don't care.
I make no assumptions.
All right.
You know why?
I know where you're going with this.
Because we make an ass of ourselves.
Okay, I do know that.
Neymar. Not Nomar.
Neymar.
The great Brazilian soccer star.
Absolutely.
And he hasn't been great of late.
I saw the story.
He was injured. He moved from Paris Saint-Germain to Al-Hilal, which is in the Saudi league. So he was chasing some dollars, and he got $97 million for going to Saudi Arabia, and he got hurt immediately during playing for Brazil, and he came back, and he had blown his ACL out, so he didn't play much, and then he got a hamstring injury. He's only played a handful of games.
Why is he in the news?
He's being pursued by the MLS, and there are three teams involved in this, one of which is the Chicago Fire. So there is the possibility of Neymar coming to the Chicago Fire, which would be – that would be miles away, like the best player that's ever played in this town.
They've signed a couple former superstars from other – haven't they had some?
Yeah, they've had
European
some people here,
players
but,
that have
but
been
no
of,
one. I mean,
no
this,
one close.
Like this is okay. This was a guy that was. Okay. He may be like the last great, brilliant Brazilian star. He's a genius player.
He's a star. That a lot of stars do come to the MLS. I should probably
at the end of their career. He's
not
only
just a
like
fire,
31,
but he's at the end of their career. A lot of great. International stars come to the MLS.
You may remember him from the commercial they made where he like got tripped and he started rolling, and they had a commercial where he rolls out of the stadium and he rolls all the way down the street and he's rolling to. It's like real. They make
fun of
him.
I don't remember the commercial.
Yeah,
I don't.
It's a very
I'm
funny
sure,
commercial.
I'm sure it sounds very funny.
But they made fun of him because he made such a meal out of a foul that was on him.
Let me connect a couple dots here. That's fascinating speculation.
Yes.
They're one of three teams that he's considering. If he lands with the Fire,
we'll have to go to a game.
We will definitely have to go to a game. But the Fire, obviously they want the best of the best, but they also are looking for an attraction because they might be looking to build some momentum and to build some create a buzz. They're trying to build a building, a stadium. Joe Mansueto is their owner. And he's from the region. He's a Munster guy.
Oh,
and so
I knew you. You know so much about him. Now I know.
He's an Indiana boy.
That's what he's saying.
He's a billionaire. So he's a billionaire who owns the Fire, and he's exploring. At the end of the year, they're looking at the 78. They're going to build a 25,000 seat stadium.
Does Jerry know?
I'm sure he does. Well aware of this, probably. I don't know how those work. I don't know where it is. There's a lot we don't know about the process, but I do know the Fire have progressed to the point where Joe Mansueto, their billionaire owner, is trying to build a stadium on the patch of land known as the 78, and you tell me now that Neymar is considering the Fire.
Oh.
Big things are happening for Chicago soccer.
I know. I mean, I don't want to get distracted, and I don't want to distract you because I'm very happy to be talking about the idea of someone like Neymar coming to Chicago. But could they build a dual purpose building? Could the I mean they'd need more than 25,000.
That's why this is thinking out loud. I don't know the answer to that. And I think that when we don't know the answer to things, is it conceivable? Is it silly to think it would be conceivable? Uh-huh. Maybe they could create a partnership. Could you imagine that? You'd find the money. Joe Mansueto is, according to Forbes, worth $6.5 billion.
And Jerry's worth 2.5? I'm just saying they could team up with their billion.
You think there would be enough petty cash sitting around to maybe join forces and do something significant there? We don't know. Don't know if they're aligned, but it's a very interesting development, especially with the Neymar situation.
I don't know a lot about Joe Mansueto, but I respect the fact. I believe he's one of the billionaires who has signed the contract with the guy in Omaha, where he's going to give up half his fortune. Warren Buffett. He's going to give up half of his fortune upon death. Now he's got 3 kids, so I hope they approve.
I didn't know that about him.
But apparently he has done that. Which is unbelievable.
You know what?
Unbelievable generosity.
We don't talk a lot of soccer on this show, and yeah. I know you regret that. But,
I don't regret
or
it.
Or lament that or complain about it.
I don't ever. I like it myself.
But
we
should try to talk to him on the show. I think he'd be a good guest.
I would love to talk to him.
I think
he'd
be really fascinating. And I wonder if we could get that done.
Yeah.
All right, so more facility news or comparisons. I just couldn't avoid this. This morning, coming across a Twitter machine, the Indiana Fever. Do you see this? Downtown Indianapolis, $78 million performance center in downtown Indy. The Indiana Fever are constructing, announced plans to construct before the 2027 WNBA season, 3 floors, 108,000 square feet, 2 basketball courts, full weight room, kitchen, and locker rooms. $78 million.
Would that be with the Pacers?
I don't think so.
That's unbelievable. I cannot believe they could build a building that for a practice facility.
Yes, the Fever.
They
just announced $78 million.
Wow.
Now,
thank you, Caitlin Clark.
That is the Caitlin Clark facility. You might wonder, how does that compare to the Chicago Sky? Which the Chicago Sky have received, so there's a lot of conversation about what they have to offer and, you know, if would free agents come here and such. They have announced plans earlier this year. Or I guess last year, that they are building a performance facility in Bedford Park, $38 million, 40,000 square feet of space. I think that's it's going to be called Skytown in the Southwest Burbs.
Wow.
Skytown in Bedford Park. So it's interesting, the scope of those two projects seem different.
Do a lot of the girls live out there? Because that's a distance from downtown Chicago.
I don't know. Our sky expert?
That's a lot of money. That's a ton of money for a facility. I mean, obviously not as much as the Fever.
$38 million is still a significant investment.
It's huge.
Yeah.
Brandon?
I know Angel Reese. She stays in the loop, so she's more closer to the area. I don't know about the other Sky players.
Well, they play downtown. You know, they play at the Wintrust Arena, and I guess you could say, you know, the Stevenson would connect those two areas. You know, do they fly out of Midway? I mean, that would seem to make sense.
I'm laughing at a text 847 on behalf of the private 6 people check in the Chicago area who care about pro soccer. Thank you for talking about the Fire.
Yeah, like I said, I'm not pushing anything. We have a guy saying the Fire had Bastian Schweinsteiger.
That's it.
Yeah,
let me tell you something. You did not like him.
He's useless.
You didn't like him.
He was terrible.
I went out to do a column on him, and you're like mocking me.
Money from Man United.
He
you got it.
Mocked the idea of that.
What a thief,
Schweinsteiger.
You know what that name means?
You were really very harsh on him.
Yeah,
it was very bad.
I didn't care for him at all.
I know.
He was very bad.
What other failed?
I never really saw him play in the MLS, but I mean, I saw him play for United, and he had a posterior the size of Vermont.
Who was the guy that I went out to? Zidane.
Yeah,
Zidane.
Right? Zlatan. It was Zlatan Ibrahimovic. It wasn't Zidane. Zidane Zidane, the Frenchman.
Zidane Zidane.
No,
he was playing against the Fire.
It was Zlatan. You went out. You saw Zlatan, David.
I know who I talked to.
It was relatively recently. No, you didn't.
Hold on.
Go look it up. Go look up your story. It was Zlatan.
I may have gone out to see him.
He was the Swedish player who was, you know, of ancestry in another part of the world, but he was Swedish.
So
Zlatan.
But who was the played for LA, the Galaxy?
That's Zlatan.
Okay.
Why are you? Both of those guys played for United. The difference, Zlatan actually played. Actually,
the Galaxy was the underwear model for Calvin
was
Klein.
Worthwhile. What?
Beckham.
Oh, he's down in Miami.
But he was with the Galaxy first, and then he bought Miami.
He bought Miami. Yeah. I remember when he came to town too.
Yeah,
I've done.
Did you
some,
go out there? Too?
Yes, I've talked to
are
some
sure?
soccer.
Are you sure it
celebs,
was him,
man?
Are you sure it was him?
Karl-Heinz Grenitzer. Did you talk to Karl-Heinz Grenitzer?
I did not talk to Karl-Heinz.
I've talked to Karl. We went out to lunch during one World Cup. I ghost wrote
a
column for him.
Really?
Yeah, lovely man.
I did not know that.
Big fan of that Sting team.
What do you?
Yeah.
They played at Old Comiskey Park.
You could have asked John McDonough a question about the Sting. He was involved in the Sting.
Wow.
It's going back to the Fly the W podcast.
Wow.
Dropping later today.
Wow.
Later today.
Okay. I think that's interesting. What other soccer players have you interviewed?
Oh, I told you, I have unbelievable stories with soccer players. I used to cover the sport back in the day when any international team came in. You want to hear my greatest story?
Yes, I would love to.
So, so there was a guy, in the 90s, let's say, there was a group of players that they called the Dutch Masters, right? Mm-hmm. There were three guys. There was the forward Marco van Basten, who was like a sensational goal scorer. Unfortunately, ankle injuries kind of ended his career. There was Ruud Gullit, who was a phenomenal talent and maybe the best star on the group. And there was Frank Rijkaard. And Frank ended up becoming not only was he a great player, but he ended up becoming the manager of the Dutch national team. So I was in Holland for a wedding. And I'm there and I look up. We were at a bar with a bunch of people and I look up and there is Frank Rijkaard and I couldn't believe it. So I go up to the bar and he's there with a date and I walk up and I introduce myself to him and I'm like, Frank, I am so sorry to interrupt you, but when you were with AC Milan, I interviewed you at Soldier Field and I got to tell you, I was out today because I didn't pack properly. And I had to buy some underwear. And what I bought was under jeans by Frank Rijkaard. And I pull out the orange band of my underwear. And he just started laughing. He had your reaction. And he was like, that's fantastic. We'll have to sell it in Chicago. And we had this whole thing. And we had a long, like, we just had a really fun moment. And then we leave. Mm-hmm. And we end up going to a different place, which was a nightclub. And now the crowd is including a lot of the Dutch people that were at the wedding. And I'm sitting there and I'm talking to some of these Dutch guys. We were talking about, you know, various things. And Frank is now leaving the place and he sees me sitting at the table and he comes over and he's like, Mike, we'll have to talk about selling underwear in Chicago. Ah, ha, ha. And he leaves. And these Dutch people are sitting there with their jaws agape. They could not believe that I knew the guy, that the head of the Dutch national team came over and said hello to me. And I didn't tell them the story. Oh. And they were like, how do you know Frank Rijkaard? How do you? And I said, it's just the sports industry.
That's great.
Is that awesome?
That's awesome.
It's one of my greatest moments.
That's a good moment.
Of impressing
That's a good
people.
Soccer moment.
Yeah.
I'm impressed.
Thank you,
You
buddy.
Do know your soccer. I apologize for being a little bit like getting my soccer luminaries confused.
Uh-huh.
You were exactly right.
I told you.
Zlatan, I was there to watch him and I waited. I waited an hour for this guy.
It's like a two-drink minimum when Zlatan talks.
I waited an hour. Now, it was worth it. It was fun. It was a cold day. It was an April day. It was 2018, and he was in town with the Galaxy. And, I remember that was my soccer moment, one of my soccer moments.
Peoria Matt checks in and says that was a brief story.
Peoria Matt always delivers. All right. Peoria Matt maybe can be one of our winners to our next contest. And you can be the sixth caller to the Scores Contest line, 312-540-0670. Win a pair of tickets to see Chris Stapleton, the All-American Roadshow, next June 27th, Credit Union One Amphitheater in Tinley Park. Tickets and info at LiveNation.com. They go on sale tomorrow on January 17th. That's tomorrow already at 10 o'clock. You can get your tickets, but you can win now. Sixth caller, 312-540-0670.
All right, we've got Dan and Marshall. We'll talk to them next. It's Mully and Haw on the Score.